Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies in the lower 60s. Winds will be breezy at times and gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy will drop down to the lower 40s. As into Saturday, sunny skies and breezy with a high near 48. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers late with a low near 24. And Sunday, mostly cloudy, temps mid 40s. Right now, it's 48.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The National Corn Growers says poor financial decisions and management caused a Pennsylvania refinery to file for bankruptcy protection, not the renewable fuel standard. NCGA this week submitted formal comments to the Department of Justice on the proposed settlement agreement between Philadelphia Energy Solutions, or PES, and the Environmental Protection Agency. The settlement stems from outstanding RFS compliance obligations the refiner had included in its Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing. The corn growers claim the settlement would undermine the RFS. The association's comments state the proposed settlement would allow the refiner to walk away from more than half of its outstanding RFS obligations and allow its parent companies to avoid the liability. NCGA President Kevin Skunas said the proposal would have negative policy implications for the RFS and future compliance with the Clean Air Act. As the settlement does not hold all parties liable for violations of the Clean Air Act, the bankruptcy court will decide on the settlement agreement on April the 4th. Global Crop Protection Association's agreeing to a safety data transparency initiative. CropLife America announcing the partnership with its European counterpart as a voluntary commitment to enable more public access to pesticide product safety data from non-commercial use. By doing so, the associations say it will help explain the existing regulatory process focusing on the European Union and to address the safety, efficacy, and benefits of crop production products. The initiative stems from the global pesticide industry's commitment to transparency, responsibility, and sustainability. In the U.S., federal law requires the EPA to make pesticide safety data available to the public, which has made the U.S. a world leader in transparency and access to the public. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
CJ Express has new specials for March. Breeze on in for 28-ounce Gatorade, 2 for $3. The lunch special Reubens are piled high with pastrami, sauerkraut, and Swiss cheese on marble rye, sure to fill you up. If you're in the mood for something different, you won't want to miss the Maximum Pizza from CJ West with white garlic sauce, chicken, bacon, mushrooms, and green peppers. There are new toppings for ice cream at the East location, and be sure to grab a For Real milkshake if you're craving a frozen sippable experience. CJ Express, it's the perfect place to fuel up.
Mid-America Network News. A measure that would require a Kansas agency to release information regarding child abuse deaths will now go to the Kansas Senate. The Kansas City Star reports the House unanimously approved the bill. The bill would require the Kansas Department for Children and Families to share information after a child dies of abuse or neglect. The House vote comes after several high-profile child deaths in recent years. Some lawmakers and child advocates say the state needs to share more information about these cases to protect other children and to improve the system. Kansas officials have identified 3 new cases of measles, bringing the state's outbreak total to 13. The Kansas City Star reports the outbreak began earlier this month at a daycare center. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says the new cases are residents of Johnson County, which is home to 11 of the state's cases. Officials say other people could have been exposed to the viral infection in the past week at Chuck E. Cheese's in Olathe. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man versus Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
Can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Don't miss Macy's Men's Designer Suit Event. With 70 to 85% off best-selling wardrobe essentials, like Tommy Hilfiger wool suiting, just $119.99. Find the designer names and styles you want in suits, sport coats, and dress pants. $29.99 to $149.99. And complete your look with dress shirts and ties, just $19.99. Upgrade your style at Macy's Men's Designer Suit Event, in-store and at Macy's.com. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
The plummeting number of refugees resettling in Kansas City mirrors a national trend, particularly among predominantly Muslim countries. U.S. Department of State data shows that fewer than 480 refugees settled in Kansas City last year, compared with more than 740 in 2016. Just over 50 refugees settled in Kansas was booked into jail on charges of aggravated criminal threat, criminal use of explosives, and other charges. Police were called to the Salina post office earlier this week after an unidentified package was located at the east end of the lobby. The post office and surrounding area were immediately evacuated, and the Riley County Bomb Squad responded and removed the package. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
I don't like saving money, said maybe one person ever. For the other 99.9% of you out there, we can help. From March 21st to April 11th, you can get a $60 reward card after submission with purchase of 4 new BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires, including the all-season BF Goodrich Advantage TA line of tires.
Take advantage of this limited-time offer at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
See bfgoodrichtires.com/promo for details. Offer expires 4/11/2018. Void where prohibited.
Mid-America Network News. A bill that would require Nebraska students to complete a naturalist to become future leaders. Lawmakers have advanced a package of bills designed to address Nebraska's overcrowded prison system. The measures would look at ways to address the system's chronic understaffing, high recidivism rates, and call for officials to prepare for an accelerated review process to handle an impending deadline to significantly reduce the prison population. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services reports the prisons are filled to roughly 160% capacity. Lawmakers have imposed a July 1st, 2020 deadline to lower the capacity. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
Hi, this is Stephanie Austin with the Mid-America Network. I hope you'll join me every day for the latest news and sports from around the region. From business happenings on Wall Street to legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day. We'll report on regional sports to the latest happenings from our lawmakers. We'll tell you about fraud and crime and give you ways to stay safe on the road and in your home. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are the Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag and news.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners at their March 19th meeting heard from a delegation of citizens regarding closure of a bridge on 13th Road in Blue Rapids Township, asking for a low water crossing where the bridge was closed. No action was taken. The issue will be brought back before the board after more information is gathered. Free dump days, county landfill, will be April 19th and 20th. Public Works Administrator informed the board Kansas Department of Transportation is replacing a culvert on Highway 99, a half mile east of Beatty, and they want to use the Axtell Blacktop as a detour. No action was taken. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last Monday heard from the county clerk election officer presenting a quote for new election equipment. The county's current equipment was purchased in 2005. The quote from Election Systems and Software was just over $76,000. Commissioners agreed to spend up to $80,000 for the new equipment and all necessary accessories to be paid out of the election portion of the capital outlay fund. Washington County News reports Brad Portnier last week closed Smoky Hills Boots and Miss Donna's Dollhouse retail shop in downtown Washington and announced plans for an expansion of Bradford Built that would locate in Abilene. Portnier had approached Washington County Commissioners recently asking for a 10-year tax abatement for an expansion at the current facility, which will remain in operation with approximately 100 employees. The expansion in Abilene could reportedly create as many as 50 new jobs. Commissioners had waited on making any tax extensions until an economic development board is adopted. An organizational meeting is planned in April. Portnier also indicated the changes would not affect Kansas Territory Brewing Company, which operates in Washington. Marysville USD 364 School Board held a special meeting Wednesday. Dr. Randy Watson, Kansas Commissioner of Education, talked about the Gemini 2 project, which is redesigned around five outcomes established by the Kansas State Board of Education. They are social, emotional growth, kindergarten readiness, individual plan of study, high school graduation, and post-secondary success. The definition of a successful high school graduate is the graduate has the academic preparation, cognitive preparation, technical skills, employability skills, and civic engagement to be successful in post-secondary education, in the attainment of an industry-recognized certification, or in the workforce without the need for remediation. The vision is Kansas leads the world in the success of each student. School board approved a motion if faculty has a required vote of 80%. The board will also support the Gemini 2 project and proceed with the application. That motion carried on a 5-1 vote with Todd Milner voting no. Certified contracts were offered for next school year to Matt Fredericks, junior senior high English, Chelsea Figge as ag teacher, Tiffany Anderson for the mentoring and internship program, along with additional teaching responsibilities, and Tiffany Hyde as elementary teacher. All were unanimous except Hyde on a 5-1 vote with Milner voting no. The board rejected all bids for the ag complex, approved a motion to transfer identified expenses from capital outlay to the bond fund, and discussed possible project and priorities for remaining bond funds. Jesse E. Horman, age 41, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jesse Horman.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Choose a high-quality, faith-based education at St. Gregory the Great Catholic School, featuring a preschool preview Monday and Tuesday, April 2nd and 3rd from 6 to 7 p.m. Parents and children are invited to visit preschool classroom and learn more. 2018-19 enrollment is Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. with an overview of the school year, information on fees and fee assistance, and the opportunity to ask questions. Contact St. Gregory Catholic School at 562-2831. Learn more online at stgregorychurch.org. Or find them on Facebook, St. Gregory's.
Your new home is waiting at Hartley Ridge Drive in Marysville. This spacious five-bedroom home features three full baths, two safe storage rooms, and three-car attached garage. All kitchen appliances are installed with high-efficiency gas furnace, fireplace, and hot water. A covered back porch is great for relaxing and enjoying the country setting right at the edge of town. Property features all city amenities located on a large lot in the new Hartley Ridge subdivision. Make this home yours today with a personal inspection. Contact Inline Construction at 562-5525. Building lots of available for custom home construction, call Inline today at 562-5525.
Inline Construction invites you to an open house Saturday, March 31st, 9 to 11 a.m. See the new construction at Harley Ridge Drive with an open house Saturday, 9 to 11 a.m.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye Forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. High pressure system builds overhead, which is going to bring us quiet weather as we head into today, tonight, and into tomorrow. But we do have a cold front that will move into the area, bringing us a chance of snow showers as we head into Saturday night, and definitely going to see some cooler temperatures for the Easter weekend with warming temperatures as we head into the early parts of next week. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of Friday, sunny skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the southwest at 10 and 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, lower 40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. As into Saturday, sunny skies and breezy. We'll see temperatures right around 48 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy. Chance of snow showers late will drop down to 24. For Sunday, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 44. For Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low near 29. And Monday, partly sunny skies. And that's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Oh, your wedding. The best day of your life. But no one ever mentions the stress of planning it. Between the dress, the reception hall, the cake, you tend to forget the wedding registry. And that's when you turn to Reflections, because they have everything on your wish list. Fiesta ware, bedding sets, kitchen towels, pots and pans, wine glasses, anything you want. And if they don't have it, they'll order it. They'll even wrap and deliver gifts to your shower or reception. Stay local and make it easy on yourself. Create your wedding registry at Reflections in Marysville. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature late March, 61. Record high on this day, 89 in 1986. The average low, 37. The record low is 16 in 1894. Sunset this evening, 7:44. Sunrise in the morning at 7:09.
Will this weekend's weather hold clues about the season ahead? It's a look at Easter weather folklore today from the Old Farmer's Almanac. You might take a moment to think about something more important than your health. Of course, your family and friends are important. But without your good health, it becomes harder and harder to enjoy your life. If you've been battling excess weight and sick and tired of extra pounds, MeltingBelly.com has free information now about the discovery of a new two-minute ritual. A ritual so powerful, it's saving lives. This two-minute ritual reverses the symptoms of diabetes, saving people from the effects of heart disease, and restoring youthful energy that was believed to be lost forever. This two-minute ritual requires no strenuous exercise, no restrictive diets, no dangerous supplements, no special gadgets, and no tasteless foods. But it does remove dangerous pounds of belly fat. For free information, go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. For free access to the two-minute ritual and restoring your life, visit MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 30th. Good Friday is the 89th day of the year. Singer Celine Dion celebrates a birthday, and the game show Jeopardy! Debuted on NBC on this day in 1964. We've been looking at weather lore associated with Easter weekend and found a basketful of wisdom to share. One legend says, if it rains Easter Sunday, it will rain every Sunday for 7 weeks. Another predicts, if there is enough rain to wet a pocket handkerchief, there will be good crops this year. And this proverb says, it's next weekend that matters. The weather on the first Sunday after Easter will settle the weather for the whole summer. Rain or shine, we hope one of those brings some optimism for the season ahead. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To check the forecast, visit almanac.com.
ShopQuick would like to take this time to proudly salute our United States military personnel who work so hard serving America both stateside and abroad. Please send a card or email this Easter to help bring a smile to a soldier's face. Thank you from your friends at ShopQuick in Wilbur. Proud to support our troops.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, Good Friday. Opening day for Major League Baseball yesterday, and it wasn't pretty for the Kansas City Royals. Matt Davidson hit 3 homers and drove in 5 runs. Tim Anderson went deep twice, and the Chicago White Sox routed the Kansas City Royals 14-7 on opening day. Jose Abreu also homered for the White Sox, who picked up right-hander James Shields after a shaky first inning. Danny Duffy took the loss for Kansas City, getting bounced after 4 innings. The Kansas City Royals
Royals did place All-Star catcher Salvador Perez, right-hander Nate Carnes, and two others on the disabled list as part of a series of roster moves ahead of their opener against the White Sox. Infielder Adalberto Mondesi and outfielder Bubba Starling also went on the DL, while veteran pitcher Wiley Peralta and top prospect Ryan Zimmer were designated for assignment. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man versus Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
You can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Don't miss Macy's Men's Designer Suit Event. With 70 to 85% off best-selling wardrobe essentials. Like Tommy Hilfiger wool suiting, just $119.99. Find the designer names and styles you want in suits, sport coats, and dress pants. $29.99 to $149.99. And complete your look with dress shirts and ties, just $19.99. Upgrade your style at Macy's Men's Designer Suit Event, in-store and at Macy's.com. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
It's Final Four weekend, and Loyola Chicago is determined to keep alive its unlikely NCAA tournament run when the Ramblers play in the Final Four this weekend. The underdogs went through their first workout at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio the same day as traditional powers Kansas, Villanova, and Michigan. The teams and their legions of fans arrived in a city decked out in vibrant colors heading into the first two games this weekend. The Final Four is the biggest stage college athletics has to offer. Only a handful of players get to play in front of 60,000 fans, but for players that are from other countries, it means just a little more because, in some cases, it'll be the first time their families will get to see them play. For Udoka Azubuki's mother, who will be traveling to San Antonio from Nigeria, it'll not only be her first time to see her son play, but also the first time she's seen her son in 6 years. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Norris Motors in Marysville has the new 2018 Chevy Silverado pickup. 1,500 models include the LT, the Z71, and the custom package. The 2,500 models include a heavy-duty work truck plus the LTZ Duramax. They also have a new 2018 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive Z71 edition at Nordis Motors in Marysville.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
When scouring catalogs, surfing the internet, and reading plant tags and seed packets, you'll see a hardiness zone listed. This is just one of the factors to consider when selecting a plant for your garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Most are referring to cold hardiness zones. These are designated areas based on the average minimum winter temperatures. See the USDA plant hardiness map to find your zone. Cold hardiness refers to a plant's ability to tolerate the cold temperatures in that zone. Heat hardiness zones are used less frequently. It refers to the average number of days with temperatures over 86 degrees. Check out the American Horticultural Society's heat zone map to find your zone. Perennials, trees, and shrubs are rated for their cold and sometimes heat hardiness. Selecting plants that thrive in your zone will increase your gardening success. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
He made millions with an important invention for an automobile, but his life was far bigger than just the patent he received. His life is quite a tale, and it's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
If you don't know his name, you certainly know what he created.
Carl Fisher was born in Greensburg, Indiana. He basically invented the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Teresa Morrow shares Carl Fisher's story from his hometown, Greensburg, Indiana.
He first started out with a bicycle business, him and his brother. Through many stunts and injuries, he decided he would invent a headlight. And so he is actually the first inventor of the headlight.
That headlight allowed Fisher to do much more than simply see the road.
He got very wealthy, and back in the early 1900s, he sold that business for $9 million.
An amount that would be over $200 million today. He took the Indianapolis Motor Speedway from a gravel oval to a paved track. He was also instrumental in the development of the Lincoln and Dixie Highways, two of the first routes to cross the country. And his eyes were set on places further from his Hoosier home as well.
Miami Beach. He bought some property down there and started to develop the area.
Fisher, though, lost most of his fortune during the Great Depression. He was known to be quite a character, shall we say, when it came to his personal life.
He was engaged and married to another while he was engaged. So the engagement, she sued him.
Fisher's wife, Jane, later divorced him. After his death, Jane wrote of Carl, "He was all speed. I don't believe he ever thought in terms of money. He made millions, but they were incidental. He often said, I just like to see the dirt fly." It's just part of the interesting story of the man who brought us one very well-known racetrack. Traveling the countryside in Greensburg, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.
Today on Living the Country Life Radio, we'll hear from a Purina poultry expert. Stay tuned for information and advice for your backyard flock.
I say chick, you say strong. Chick, strong. Chick, strong.
If you raise backyard chickens, these are the two words you'll want to remember. Purina's Chick Strong system is included in all Purina starter grower feeds. What is Chick Strong system? Baby chicks require 38 unique nutrients from day one, and they're all included in Purina starter grower feeds. That's right. You can leave the supplements on the shelf. That's the Chick Strong promise, because strong chicks equal happy hens. Look for Purina Starter Grower Feeds to try Chick Strong System. And then, next time someone says chick, you can say strong.
Strong chicks equal happy hens. Learn more at PurinaMills.com/strong. That's PurinaMills.com/strong.
Did you know that chickens have life milestones just like us? Learn how to give the right nutrition at the right time in this edition of Flock Strong Friday, brought to you by Purina. Today, we're joined by Dr. Patrick Biggs, a flock nutritionist with Purina. Dr. Biggs, how do nutrition needs change as birds grow?
The first month is crucial for chicks because that's when you're feeding these birds so that they can develop to become laying hens. Now, they grow quickly, up to 7 times their hatch weight during that first month, but it's important that your chicks are still getting a balanced and complete diet. Around 5 weeks, chicks enter what we call the teenage stage, and this is really in regard to feather development. They transition from their early chick feathers to their adult plumage. The pecking order begins to be established at this time. Aggression may pick up just a little. Keep an eye on your ladies to make sure that no one is being too aggressive or that one bird isn't taking all of the punishment. Yeah. You may have to separate some birds if it does get out of control. But continue to make sure that feed and water are always available to your birds. Feeding at this point is still simple. We just keep feeding them their starter feed. There's no need to make a change until those birds reach 18 weeks of age. Purina starter grower feeds with the Chick Strong system make it easy to provide your girls with the proper blend of 38 nutrients that they need to develop into strong layers.
So what happens after the teenage stage when birds enter adulthood?
Around week 16 and 17, it's time to start thinking about what you're going to feed your birds as they make that transition to a layer feed. I recommend Purina Laena, Purina Laena Plus Omega 3, or Purina Organic Layer Feed, because each of those feeds contain 16% protein along with the other nutrients, vitamins, and minerals necessary for your hens to be strong layers. Each of those feeds includes Oyster Strong system. I remember you started with Chick Strong, and now we move on to Oyster Strong. Transition to a complete layer diet by mixing the starter feed with the layer feed over a period of 5 to 7 days. Slowly add more layer feed each day to the mix, and this will help keep those birds' digestive tracts from being upset by the change in diet.
That's a lot of growing in the first 18 weeks. It's great to know that Purina has a feed for each stage of growth. Thank you, Dr. Biggs. Tune into next week's Flock Strong Friday for more poultry tips from Purina.
With my baby doll, down by the riverside. the rapidly growing wine industry in Arizona. Yes, I said Arizona. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Brian Predmore is looking for a little respect for the Arizona wine industry.
Being so close to California, people just think, oh, the wine comes from California. So I'm trying to get the word out in the Phoenix market and the Tucson market that there's Arizona vineyards like an hour away from each of those regions that you can go taste Arizona wine.
Predmore's family operates Alcantara Vineyards near Cottonwood, and he's the president of the Arizona Wine Growers Association.
We're working with the Arizona Department of Agriculture now, looking into how we both can promote each other and get the legislative side to realize how good an industry this is for the state.
Predmore says the number of licensed farm wineries in Arizona has more than quadrupled since 2000. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue issued a statement regarding the agreement in principle reached by the U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and the Republic of Korea Minister for Trade Hong Chung Kim regarding modifications to the U.S.-Republic of Korea Free Trade Agreement, or CORUS. Perdue said he applauds President Trump, Ambassador Lighthizer, and the U.S. trade team for partnering with the Republic of Korea to modernize CORUS and protect the strong agricultural components that were built into the PAC. Korea has long been an important trading partner for U.S. agriculture, currently ranks as the sixth highest value market. U.S. ag exports to the country have increased 95% over the last decade, and he said they look forward to continued growth. Well, despite the challenges, there are abundant opportunities for U.S. agriculture this year amid the drought in South America and growing export prospects, but those opportunities are at risk, according to the latest Rural Economic Review from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange Division. Optimism over global economic growth in 2018 remains high, but it's clear the downside risks to growth far outweigh the likelihood of upside surprises. Those words from Dan Kowalski, the vice president of CoBank's Knowledge Exchange Division. He said they're looking for 4% global growth, the highest since 2011, and developed countries as the U.S. are providing the global stimulus needed for that growth, but trade concerns now put that at risk, he says. The talk of trade war is complicating the U.S. economic outlook, but fiscal stimulus from tax cuts and increased government spending will boost the U.S. growth over the next 18 months. Also, persistent drought in Argentina could cut soybean output there by some 20-30%. Global soybean stocks are at multi-year highs, but Argentina's sharp production loss has put increased focus on what will go on during the U.S. growing season. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
SunMart knows that through FFA, today's young men and women gain knowledge and experience in leadership and citizenship skills and are going to be prepared for agribusiness careers available to them. Have fun at the upcoming state convention, SunMart in Falls City. Shop fresh, shop smart, shop SunMart.
market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Markets are closed for the Good Friday holiday. They'll be back in business at the usual time on Monday. The USDA reports came out Thursday morning and showed fewer projected planted acres for corn and soybeans, and they went on a tear. May corn up 14 and a quarter at 387 and three quarters. July up 14 at 396 and a quarter. Most of the later months were double-digit higher as well. May soybeans up 26 and three quarters at 1044 and three quarters. July beans up 26 and three quarters, 1055 and a half. Big double-digit gains for the remaining months as well. The products came along for the ride. May soybean meal at 384 even. That's up 1270. July was at 386.30. That's up 1260. So huge gains for soybean meal. May soy oil up 25 points at 31.87. July was up 25 points as well at 32.13. So very strong moves for corn and soybeans on Thursday following the USDA reports. Kansas City wheat came along for the ride. May was up 6 1/4 at 467 and a quarter. July up 6 1/4 at 486 and a quarter. Unfortunately, the livestock did not share the same enthusiasm as the grains and soybeans did. April live cattle down 225 at 113.75. June down $3 at 102.57. March feeders down 37 at 135.60. April feeders down 450 at 133.32. All the later months were down, many by $3 and $4 and more. So not a good day for cattle on Thursday. Hogs were mixed. The early contracts were higher. April hogs up 32 at 57.25. May up 50 at 67.82. But the later months were all on the downside. So we'll have to call it mixed numbers in the livestock complex as we wrapped up the day on Thursday. And huge gains for corn and soybeans on Thursday. Markets closed for the Good Friday holiday. Back in business as usual on Monday. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Spring planting is just around the corner. Are you ready? Finding the proper seed, prepping the equipment, and waiting for the right soil condition, you have a lot to do for another crop. That's where we can help. Join me, Craig Mead, every morning for your soil temperature report during the Morning Ag News. When the ground is ready, you need to be ready as well. Soil temperature reports here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Brought to you in part by
Abilene Machine. Call 800-255-0337 or visit them online at abilenemachine.com.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wing Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson today with some bad news for farmers and ranchers in the southwestern part of the country. The headline in the Southwest Farm Press, drought and fire risks elevated for all of the Southwest. I'll talk about it after this message.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
It indeed is a tough headline for farmers and ranchers in the southwestern part of the country. And according to the story in Southwest Farm Press, standing at the doorstep of the early spring season, the National Weather Service and climate prediction forecasters attending a national briefing in Albuquerque a couple of weeks ago warned local government officials and farmers of developing drought conditions across the Southwest, the High Plains, and growing areas in the Midwest. Now, during that briefing, climatologists warned that exceptionally dry conditions and high winds over the winter months have resulted in dry livestock tanks, decimated wheat crops, and thousands of charred acres stretching from Kansas to Texas and west to Arizona as wildfire activity has ramped up in recent weeks. Texas State climatologist John Nielsen Gammon warned forecasters, government, and industry officials who attended the briefing that some areas across across the region have received little or no rain over the last 5 months, creating what he called the longest stretch of dry weather in decades for many locations. And he warned a shortage of rain and above-average temperatures has helped to spread drought conditions to Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Kansas, and Colorado, where wildfires have already become a serious issue. And the middle of March this year, the USDA Forest Service, who maps current wildfires across the nation, reported no less than 41 wildfire outbreaks were active in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, New Mexico, and Colorado. Nearly 20,000 acres have burned across the Texas panhandle in the last week, while Oklahoma may be suffering the worst of dry conditions and outbreaks of wildfires, according to wire reports issued over the weekend. Back with a final word after this message.
Save big on Mitas Agricultural Drive Tires from the Farmers Cooperative. Get an instant $100 rebate on all Mitas Agricultural Radial Drive Tires now through April 30th. Mitas Tires are known for their quality, dependability, and traction in the tough conditions of your field. And now save an instant $100 on the tires designed for high horsepower and load carrying capacity. For complete details, see your Farmers Cooperative Tire Branch today.
This could be the longest period of consecutive days without rain in weather history in parts of the Southwest. Have those fire extinguishers handy. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Just one spring herbicide application may not be enough to battle tough weeds. Hit them twice by splitting the dosage, and you might get the upper hand on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
No matter what color your tractor is, the right diesel fuel can save you some serious green this spring. That's because Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel is specially formulated to help reduce your maintenance costs and downtime. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster also gives you better fuel economy and more power than ordinary fuel, which is great during the crunch of spring field work. And because it's backed by agriculture's best warranty, it can save you even more green, no matter what color you drive.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for Today's News from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for Today's News, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to Today's News from Successful Farming.
A single pre-emergence herbicide application in the spring to control challenging weeds like water hemp can lose its effectiveness before the weeds hit their summertime peak. Splitting or layering residual herbicides is a strategy that will extend the duration of weed control. For example, you could apply 60% of the labeled rate before planting, then put down the remaining 40% later on. Mike Harper is the industry relations manager for FMC Corporation. He says the company works with growers on the need for a long residual pre-herbicide to get a jump start on weeds.
It's applied by the grower in the spring and gives them that 30 days or more period of time that prevents weeds, especially tough control weeds like water hemp, from germinating through the soil. And then complementing that with a planned post-application approximately 25 days after planting.
Whether it's an older product or one of the new technology offerings for weed control, Harper says the base herbicide is the secret for a solid weed control program.
You got to remember, Mother Nature is pretty smart, and their whole objective is for survival. So they're constantly adapting, and that's why using multiple mode of action herbicides, overlapping residuals, all plays into that objective of counteracting how these weeds and insects are constantly evolving.
We're in an era of new herbicides coming into the marketplace. Harper says by using a pre-herbicide, growers will extend the life and success of those new chemistries. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about layering residual herbicides at agriculture.com.
Have you heard about production cost insurance? It's a new, reliable, predictable risk management tool that not only covers the cost of production in challenging growing seasons, but one that promotes best practices in farm management across virtually every aspect of the operation. When adversity strikes at any phase of the crop production cycle, PCI empowers producers to make optimal management and agronomic decisions. Call us at Alliance Insurance for a free quote and all your other insurance needs. 562-2393.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The Agriculture Secretary is on the road again. He will hit the road again next week, traveling via RV. He'll be listening to constituents' ideas and concerns when it comes to agriculture. Rod Bain brings us the story.
Land prices are high. We're looking for any kind of help that can help businesses grow.
Congress, federal government needs to hear your voice.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue and participants from the second of two USDA RV tours held last year. The Secretary visited eight states in the Midwest and Northeast in 2017 as part of the Back to Our Roots tour series, designed to get feedback from USDA constituents on issues and policy. Now the tour is set to continue starting Tuesday with stops in Michigan, Ohio, and Kentucky on Secretary Perdue's itinerary. This leg of the Back to Our Roots tour mixes listening sessions with visits to farms, education and research facilities, and businesses such as food processors and lumber mills.
I want to hear from your ideas, challenges. How can the federal government, specifically the USDA, help to facilitate rural prosperity, rural quality of life? Or how can we just get out of your way?
I'm Rod Bain reporting for Washington, D.C.
In other news, the Environmental Protection Agency is working to replace the Waters of the U.S. rule with a new rule. They say they plan to have that in place by the end of the year. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt says the 2015 rule will soon be officially a thing of the past. A recent Supreme Court decision defined jurisdiction of the rule to federal district courts, not federal appeals courts, where a nationwide hold on WOTUS was placed in 2015. That action nullified the lower court delay, which would have allowed WOTUS to go into effect this year. A substitute rule will replace the rule, Pruitt says, by the end of this year. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.